has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is September 20th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Well, while the Fed meets behind closed doors today, we have the market anticipating, I think, good news from the Fed. And, of course, for the market, that would mean leaving rates alone for at least until December. And the market's pretty optimistic here this morning. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 95 points right now, 18,215. We've got the S&P 500, meanwhile, up almost 11 points. That puts it at 2,150. We're up about a half a percent today on the two big indexes. NASDAQ also is up one half of 1%. The NASDAQ is at 5,262, up 27 points this morning. Crude oil is down today. Crude oil is down 69 cents per barrel. That's a 1.6% drop. There's a little bit of fear of rising inventories once again. Crude oil is at $43.17. Gold is down $2.40 per ounce right now. Gold is at $1,315 per ounce. There's been very little action in the precious metals here recently. Silver down 7 cents per ounce to $19.14. The euro is flat today at 1.118. The 10-year yield is about back to where it's been for quite some time at 1.67%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have the Fed meeting behind closed doors today. That's definitely the number one story on this day. And, of course, the Fed will discuss amongst themselves the various aspects of the U.S. economy right now. Is it too hot? Is it not hot enough? Is it a Goldilocks economy where the temperature is just right, not too hot, not too cold? What will the Fed do? Well, 21 out of 23 of the Fed primary dealers do not think that there will be a rate hike. The only outliers are BNP Paribas and Barclays. So France and England think that they'll come out of this with a rate hike, and 21 of the other 23 Fed primary dealers do not think there will be a rate hike. But the probabilities of a December rate hike seemingly are very high right now. And, of course, the other big central bank that will make news this week, the Bank of Japan. They'll have their decision. I want to say that by tomorrow morning when we wake up, that we'll know that decision by the Bank of Japan, which has been ultra-aggressive with their quantitative easing, We'll see what the Bank of Japan does. If they'll keep doling out the candy, the pinata candy to markets in Japan. Oil supplies rising again. Well, you know, that ebbs and it flows. And one day you get news that, okay, they've got an agreement. There's not going to be, there's going to be a production freeze. And the next day you get an agreement that there's won't be a production freeze. And then, of course, we get the inventories in on a weekly basis. But we do have oil down a little bit today on a fear that oil supplies are rising again. Big drop in single-family home starts, all right? Well, you know, this is the time of year when they should be breaking ground on new single-family homes. Instead, we hit the lowest level in 10 months for single-family home, new home. Let's call it new home starts. That's the proper way to describe that. But meanwhile, one of the home builders beats earnings today, Lennar. Lennar is down, however, 3.8%, so they must have guided a little bit lower. I personally am not too wild about the home building sector right now. I have no exposure whatsoever to the home building sector. I don't know. It seems like we're becoming more and more of a renter's economy, and that's not good for new home builders. Wells Fargo, their CEO, will be grilled today. He's on the hot seat. He's on a real hot seat of the Senate Banking Committee. Good thing Barney Frank's not there anymore, because they would grill him. They're going to grill him anyways. I don't quite understand. I need to do a little research on this. How are they able to open up unauthorized accounts? I mean, in my business, everybody's got to sign off on everything to open a new account, a brokerage account, that is. But somehow they're being accused of opening thousands and thousands of unauthorized stock accounts. So anyways, that's not good for Wells Fargo. That gives Elizabeth Warren plenty of ammunition to go after those dirty banks. Piper Jaffray's Gene Munster warns. You know, he's a guy that really knows Apple inside out, one of the analysts that has followed it closely over the years. This is the second warning about iPhone 7. Don't get too excited about it. I did notice that Apple was down yesterday. It is flat today. Apple's had a real nice revival here recently. It's had about a 10% move since the iPhone 7 sales started. It didn't get much of a bounce on the announcement of what the features will be, but I guess there's enough features to cause the orders. In fact, the initial phase, the initial allotment was sold out. I think they kind of engineer it that way. I know my son was in on that initial allotment. I'm anxious to see his Apple iPhone 7. I'll give you a report when I see it. I think he's got it, in fact. I need to sit down with him. I haven't seen him lately. We've been so busy. And get his review of the iPhone 7. We have the REITs getting their own sector yesterday. Did you notice that? Did anybody notice that? That's a big deal, actually. Breaking away the REITs from the financial sector and giving it a sector of their own. It's also, in my opinion, a warning sign. The last sector to get its own sector was the technology sector back in 1999. That was at or near the peak of the technology sector. Generally speaking, these index makers come in late to the party, and after the meteoric run that the REITs have had over the last couple of years, I don't know about the REITs getting their own sector. It had a good day yesterday. I think it was up almost 1%. Today it's up a third of a percent, the new REIT sector in the S&P 500. Big winner in the biotech space. That's always good to see. Promising new drugs. This one's for liver cancer. Allergan. Wow. Buying Tobira Therapeutics. You know, that's one that was not on my radar at all. It was a $5. Yesterday it closed. Let's just take a look here. Yesterday, now how come nobody told me about this one? I'm supposed to tell you about it. That's why. I'm the guy on the radio. Yesterday, this thing was $4.71. Okay, now get this. Today, it's $38.80. It's up 730%. Gunderson, where were you on this one? How come you didn't have it in your speculative trading account? up 730%. Can you imagine having 10 grand invested in this thing and you're up to 70 grand here today? Not too bad. That is Tobira, T-B-R-A. But, you know, that's one of the attractions of the biotech stocks. This happens, you know, these buyouts and these new drugs, and but it goes both ways too. Extra risk in dealing with the biotech industry. Meanwhile, on a low tech front, Wendy's is testing a truffle burger. How many of you like the taste of truffle? I don't really care for truffle oil. These millennials nowadays, you know, we got to have truffles on our French fries. Truffle oil on our French fries. I think it tastes like a chemical to me. Maybe you like truffle flavor on your French fries. Well, Wendy's going to try it on the burgers. If I don't like it on the fries, why would I like it on the burger? But I guess there's always the millennials. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, there's a few other little things. We finished with the truffle burger at Wendy's. Is that going to be the big boost for the stock? You know, I'm not a fan of fast food stocks either. there's some slim rates. Now, we have a McDonald's right next door, not too far, just across the street from us. I see the lines in the morning, man. It's one that's on the I-5 and Palomar Airport Road, a very busy area in the mornings. I see the business there. I think, why don't I own McDonald's stock? But, look at Wendy's. It just has not done much over the years. Very thin margins. But they're hoping that the truffle burger will be their salvation. Meanwhile, you've got McDonald's trying out a... let's see, what are they calling it? They're calling it a pesto mozzarella melt with kale and spinach. All right, there you go. Try that one out. I'll try that one for size. Sears plans to close 60 more Kmart stores. When's the last time you shopped at a Kmart store? When's the last time you shopped at a Sears, for that matter? I wrote an article a few years back. I'm sure you could Google it. And the title of the article was, "Does anybody shop at Sears anymore?" And my suggestion at that point was people should short the stock. Sears was $101 back in 2010. $101 per share. It's now $11 per share. Wow. How the times change and how the demographics change. And when I wrote my article over the weekend on my three biggest holdings in the market right now, two of the three are online shopping outlets, which have really put the screws to the big bricks and mortar retailers. Netflix is still having a hard time getting into China. It's still a no-go. Qualcomm had the same issues with China. Apple's had the same issues with China. They like to sell their stuff in our country, but when we try to sell our stuff in their country, it's a different story. Big dividend rate hike at Royal Caribbean. You know, there was a time when I was favorable on these cruise lines. Cheap gas, that's their biggest expense. And lobster, I guess that's their second biggest expense. And scrambled eggs. You know what? The terrorism thing just really has cast a pall over this whole industry. Royal Caribbean was a great performing stock until January of this year, and then it just sold off precipitously and has just been drifting lower ever since. It's a cheap stock. It's trading at just 9x forward earnings. It's a $14 billion company. It has a P.E. ratio of 12. They hiked their dividend by 28% today. That's going to bring their dividend yield up to about 3%. Well, maybe it's time to take a look at Royal Caribbean once again. I don't know. You still have that terror threat, and the activity in New York and Minnesota over the weekend certainly did not help. Ascena. Well, that's a lot of the women's apparel stores, Ann Taylor, Talbots, etc. Ascena down 23%. Another casualty of online shopping. You know, my wife, she does all her shopping online. She says it's great. If you don't like it, you just return it for free. And she doesn't have to deal with the parking lot at the mall and fighting other women for the sales rack and this kind of... She's a tough little gal, you know. She'll fight her way for her size, pint-sized. But it's another casualty of the online retailers as the Sina Group. Goldman Sachs raises GoPro target. There's another stock. I predicted its doom a long time ago. I said it'll just be a matter of time before competitors come into the market with cheap cameras. At least GoPro's gone sideways all year. I mean, that's about the best you can do. It's drifted around about the $10 to $15 area. It's currently at $15.28. Goldman Sachs raises their price target to $14. What good does that do, Goldman Sachs? The stock's currently at $15. Anyways, SeaWorld suspends their dividend. All right, there's the last one. I pass SeaWorld every morning on my current drive to work. I grew up near SeaWorld in San Diego. In fact, that was the place when you were in high school in that area and you needed a summer job. It was either the San Diego Zoo, SeaWorld, or the fishing fleet, being a deckhand on one of the sport fishing boats. A lot of my buddies worked for SeaWorld during that time. It's been a great employer over the years, but the animal rights activists have just taken SeaWorld to the cleaners here in recent years. All right, well, yesterday was Big Picture Monday, but we only got half the picture. We got through half of it. We got through the technicals of the market. I talked a lot about my article over the weekend, which listed my three biggest growth holdings. In fact, they happen to be the three biggest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. That article is in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I send it out every single week. It was also the number one article for most of the day on Seeking Alpha. And the title of the article was My Three Biggest Growth Holdings. We went through the scorecard of the market, where we're at so far this year. We're up about 4.5%. Not very good returns in 2016. And it's been crazy. It's been high risk. You had to take the risk back in January to get those returns. We went through the technicals of the market, which I still find very, very favorable. I find the technicals on the S&P 500 still to be very favorable. I find the Dow to be very favorable. I find the NASDAQ. We talked about bumping your head on a ceiling like I used to do on my wife's chicken coop. She's a little shorter than me. That's why I've got a flat forehead hitting her construction efforts with those doorways that are 5 foot five. Well, you know what? I'm 5 foot eight, and that hurts every time I hit that. But I'm patient. I said, you know, that's a nice job you did. You could have made the door just a little bit higher, however. We went through the technicals. The market kept hitting its head on that ceiling. Well, it broke out about 6 weeks ago. Not so much in Europe, not so much in gold, not so much in silver, but stocks, U.S. stocks, continue to be the best place to be. But we'll talk about the other asset classes today. We'll go through my current ranking of the asset classes. This is so important. You know, everybody wants to sell you an asset allocation. You should spread your eggs out so far and wide, you're guaranteed at any given point in time to have the worst performing asset classes, the mediocre performing asset classes, the best performing asset classes, and the okay performing asset classes. Now, if you average that all out over time, mediocre, poor, average, so-so, and best, what does that average out to over time? Me, I would rather be focused on the best asset classes at any given point in time and try to avoid the worst ones. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's get to the asset classes. I talked to people all over the country during the week, and some of you are real estate investors. I have followers that are big in precious metals. I have negative people, lots of negative people that comment on my newsletter and on my articles and on my shows about how I'm wrong and the market's going to go to hell. You know, well, it is going to go to hell at some point in time, but in the meantime, it remains a pretty good investment as it continues to hit new highs for the eighth straight year. I have people that are heavily, heavily invested in the bond market. And there's others that are heavily invested in cash, afraid to do anything. Well, those are your asset classes that you have to choose from. And then, of course, in every asset class, you've got all the subclasses, all right? Precious metals, you can buy coins, you can buy bars, you can buy futures, you can buy ETFs, you can buy mutual funds, stocks, you can buy little guys, you can buy big guys, you can buy medium-sized guys, you can buy international, you can buy imports, exports, domestic stocks. There's all kinds of different shapes and sizes to each one of the asset classes. Well, I rank the asset classes. I chose a proxy in my Best Stocks Now database. I chose a proxy for large cap U.S. stocks, for small cap U.S. stocks, for preferred stocks, for municipal bonds, for corporate bonds, for sovereign bonds, and on and on and on. I chose a proxy to represent. Send us your best guy out here, and we're going to run them through the algorithms and the formulas and see how you rank. And standing atop the podium right now in the number one spot continues to be the asset class of stocks. Number one, and more specifically, U.S. stocks. Although the emerging markets have been cracking the top 10 here recently. Now, as I look at the U.S. stock landscape, I think right now, and my app shows this very clearly, that the advantage goes to the more risk-on areas of the U.S. stock market, and I think there's a very logical explanation for that. During the first 6 to 7 months of this year, especially after the big collapse that we had in January, and the continued low interest rates, we saw that feeding frenzy, an absolute feeding frenzy in dividend-paying stocks. We saw a feeding frenzy in the real estate investment trust, which makes me very skeptical of this move that S&P has done recently to make them their own sector. It seems to me like that might be the top. I saw actually the top back in July is when I saw the top. We saw a feeding frenzy in the utilities. Of course, they already have their own sector, the utility sector. And we saw a feeding frenzy in the big cap dividend paying stocks of the world, the Kimberly-Clarks, the Coca-Colas, the Johnson & Johnsons, etc. And what was the objective of this feeding frenzy? Trying to get some kind of yield in a low yield environment. The problem is when you have all of that demand and limited supply, you saw a massive rise in the REIT sector. Unprecedented returns in the REIT sector. Unprecedented returns in the utilities. Unprecedented returns in the dividend payers. And you also saw have seen unprecedented returns in the bond market. All chasing any kind of dividend yield to provide investors with some kind of dividend. And when there's a feeding frenzy like that, and when there's too much demand, I think back to 2000 and the tech sector, I think back to 2007 and the single-family homes, And now I think ahead to today and the dividend and the coupon paying areas of the market, it drives them up to beyond what their valuation should be. So many investors ignore valuation. Value doesn't matter. It's all about supply and demand for the stocks. No. Valuations do matter. And that's why in several articles that I wrote in July, I pointed to the fact that, look, here's the 10-year average P.E. ratio of the utility sector. And here's where it is now. And you could see how far outside of its normal range it was. I said, look, here's the 10-year average price-to-book value of the real estate investment trust, and here's where they are now. I said, look, here's Johnson & Johnson. Here's the average P.E. ratio over time. Here's where it is now. They were all way beyond where they belonged. No better way to put it. They were stretched to the max from a valuation point of view. So I think there's a logical explanation why that the market now favors small and mid-cap stocks, and the non-dividend-paying sectors of the market, like the technology sector, which for the most part is non-dividend-paying. The market now favors growth stocks over value stocks. The market now favors growth stocks over growth and income stocks or income stocks. I like to see the app make sense. That means it must have some pretty good formulas in there. The large cap dividend payers have dropped in rank while the others that don't pay dividends have risen in rank. That's where the demand is now. But I don't see a feeding frenzy taking place. I think there's some good upside potential in some of the more risk-on areas of the market. And obviously, the asset classes at the bottom of the ladder are the ones that I personally would not have much exposure to right now. What's the worst asset class in the entire market? Being short the market. Being a bear. Being negative. Always getting people telling me that the market's ready for a 20% correction. The bear has started. We're now in a recession. I've heard it over and over and over again for the last 7+ years. Show me where earnings are dropping on the S&P 500, or show me where the economy is going into reverse. I don't know how you can make that argument. Show me where the market is too expensive. You know, I go through that every week in my newsletter. You can be as negative as you want. Sit on the sidelines and throw darts. You've just seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average go from 6,600 up to 16,000. Continue to throw darts at it. I don't care. Another bad asset class, in my opinion, to be in right now. I am nervous as heck about the bond market. I think that that is the balloon, the bubble that is going to pop at some point in time. It hasn't done it yet. It's still performing well. Rates are still under 2%, but if they start moving towards 2, 2.5, 3%, there's going to be a panic set off in the bond market. I would step very, very lightly. I wouldn't go out and sell all my bonds. I would step very, very lightly, and I definitely would not be putting new money into the bond market. And at the current time, I don't like the precious metals. They had a good run starting in about February of this year. They liked all that dovish talk coming from the Fed, which is bad for the dollar, but it's good for precious metals. Well, that dovish talk coming from the Fed has now turned a little bit on the hawkish side, and I really think you can plan on a December rate hike and more rate hikes in 2017, but I think that the market can absorb it at this point in time. Number one asset class, in my opinion, continues to be stocks. And more specifically, non-dividend payers. Oh, it's okay if they pay a little bit of a dividend. But I think the emphasis right now is on growth over income. I think the emphasis right now is on small cap over large cap. I think the emphasis right now is on mid-cap over large-cap. That's the way I see it. And I think you can sprinkle in just a little bit of spicy sauce there and have a little of exposure to the emerging markets right now, particularly India and China. Don't go overboard, but those are much faster growing economies, and they're coming back into favor right now as a little bit of money goes searching out for a return. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. When we come back, we'll talk about the sectors of the market.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll get into the leading sectors in the market here in a minute. The best sectors now, you know, it's a way of breaking down a very large ocean into manageable parts and trying to find those that have the highest percentage of producing some kind of good action for us all, and trying to stay out of those areas that aren't so favorable. Right now we have the Fed meeting behind closed doors. They'll emerge tomorrow morning around, it's usually around 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, with their announcement, some notes or some comments, and then their press conference. I don't know if they'll have one. They usually do. 21 out of the 23 Fed primary dealers do not think that there will be a rate hike. The two outliers are BNP Paribas and Barclays. They think there will be a rate hike. Put me in the camp that thinks there won't be a rate hike in September tomorrow, but there will be one in December and a series of rate hikes in 2017, but I think that they would go very, very gradual. Bank of Japan decision will also be coming here. I believe it comes tomorrow in Japan, which is tonight here. So by tomorrow's show, we should know their decision. We're watching the level of oil supplies. They're rising again. Like the oceans are rising around the world. It looks like the oil is rising a little bit here. We're down to $43 per barrel. We had a skid in new home starts, 10-month low there. And Wells Fargo getting grilled today. Stump. Let's hope they don't stump him. Wells Fargo under heavy pressure about opening up all those unauthorized accounts. And Piper Jaffray's Gene Munster warns on the iPhone 7 sales. They might not be as robust as the stock has been recently. And REITs get their own sector today, or yesterday that happened. And the big winner of the day, a stock that closed at $5 a share yesterday, it's $38 a share today, Tobira Pharmaceutical, on a promising liver cancer drug. All right, well, look, in my opinion, we're still in a favorable market. Haven't given out a sell signal since September, or since March of 2009. And at the current time, I believe that stocks are still the best place to be. That's ownership. Stocks equal ownership. Ownership in the companies. Not lending them money, but ownership. And I believe that U.S. stocks, with a little bit of sprinkling of the emerging markets right now, that's the way I have money invested here at Gunderson Capital Management. Always with an emphasis on quality, with growth at a reasonable price, with companies that have performed over the years, and with companies that I can make a case for from a valuation point of view going forward. That's still no guarantee. Companies will still face the unexpected. The economy can still face the unexpected. All kinds of things. Markets can face the unexpected. But that's all we can do is try to put the probabilities in our favor as best that we can, and then tightly manage and watch and be vigilant on a daily basis. And I prefer small and mid-cap stocks over the big large-cap dividend payers, which were exploited earlier this year. Now, as we break it down into the sectors of the market right now, that's also very important. The gold miners aren't doing so well. The internet sector is doing just fine. The shipping sector is not doing so well. The semiconductor sector is doing just fine. And that's also very important, looking at the sectors. Technology. In my book, I really like the NASDAQ right now, which includes a lot of technology stocks. I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend, I think that the NASDAQ is poised to continue to break out here. And we're seeing a lot of NASDAQ stocks behave very well here recently. And they continue, and they tend to be those mid and small caps that I continue to favor. A lot of those are found in the NASDAQ. I also like a few of the Chinese stocks, which I've mentioned here. I think that the banking sector is catching a bid right now. I still like the energy sector, although it's not showing up in my top 10 right now of the sector rankings. I kind of did a bit of a contrarian buy in the energy sector earlier this year, and I continue to maintain an overweighted exposure to the energy sector. I know it has its dips, and I know it has its ups and its downs. Every sector does. I continue to like the energy sector. And the financials also look very strong to me right now. Those, in my opinion, are the most favorable sectors, the most favorable asset classes in the market. I didn't get to my valuation of the market, which I do every single week. We'll have to do that tomorrow. I'll give you my current earnings estimates for this year on the S&P 500. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to watch the direction of earnings in the S&P 500. They've been on an upward track since 2009, and the market's been on an upward track. What a correlation there is. That's why it's so important to keep your eyes and stay on top of those estimates of where earnings are expected to go in the future, because that's where the market should go also in the future. I'll give you my current asset allocation tomorrow on tomorrow's show. In the meantime, I send out my newsletter every single weekend. You can get on the mailing list by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I call it the best newsletter in America. No, I don't. I call it the damn newsletter in America. I'm the guy that puts the sweat and toil and elbow grease into that newsletter. I give it a lot of thought before I send that thing out every single week. And if nothing else, just look at the pictures. And if you're not buying what they're selling these days with the robo-advisors, with the canned asset allocation, it's like getting a spaghetti dinner at Olive Garden. Or you can go and do something a little different and look for active management, someone who keeps their eye on the kitchen at all times. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.